This chazor is zeichin neshabachet v'shalag v'mem Yehuda mesechet chesubas daf chav beis. Zok the mishnah. If a woman says, "I was married, but I'm now divorced," she's believed based on pesha asa, pesha hita. However, if there are witnesses that she was married and then she claims to be divorced, she's not believed. Next, if a woman says, "I was captured, but I was not mezana with the goyim who captured me," she's believed based on pesha asa, pesha hita. However, if there are witnesses that she was captured and she claims she was not mezana, she's not believed. Zok the mishnah. Finally, if witnesses came after she was already married, she may remain married. Zok the Maravasi said, "We learned the concept of Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter from the Torah. When a father says, Esbiti Nasati Lish Azeh Leisha, so the statement of Leish, he gave it to a man, makes her Asar to every other man in the world. But when he says Hazeh, he then makes her Mutter to the man that he gave her to in marriage. So you see Pesha Asar, Pesha Hiter. Why we need a Pasuk Lechar? It's a matter of logic. If we believe him to prohibit, we should believe him to permit as well. Mara said, Enechanami, this concept is learned from logic. The Pasuk is used for other Joshua's. The Brisa says, if a woman says she's married, and then went back and said that she's not married, she's actually single, she's believed. In fact, but she made herself a chaticha de yisur, she made herself aser with her first statement by saying she's married. So how can we allow her to permit herself now? So Rava bar Rav Huna said she's believed when she gives a reason as why she made the first statement to say that she was married. A Braisa says this as well. The Braisa told the story of a woman who originally said she was married, but she said so, and she explained she said so to keep unfit men away from her from trying to marry her. So by the way, she gave it a masla, she gave a reason for her words. Then we believe her. Shmuel asked Rav, what's the halacha when a woman first says that she's tameh, she says she's an ita, and then she says she's not? So Rav said in this case as well, if she gives a reason in a masla why she initially said she was tameh, she would be believed that she's not tameh. Brisa says, if two witnesses say a man died and his wife may remarry, and two others say that he did not die, or if two say she got divorced and two others say that she did not get divorced, the woman may not remarry, but if she did remarry, she does not have to get divorced. Rav Nachman Bar Yosi says she would have to get divorced, but this is only if she got married after the witnesses came and testified that she may not get married. If she married before they came, he would agree that she does not have to get divorced. For that, how could she remain married? It's two against two, tray against tray. So even the man who marries her would be chayv and ashim tali for living with her. If she just said the case where she married one of the witnesses who said that the first husband died, since he's a bari, he's sure that she may remarry, he would not be chayv and ashim tali for living with her. In fact, but she herself would be chayv and ashim tali for living with another man. The Mara says the case is where she also is a bari, she's also certain that her husband has died. Zakhna Mar B'yechanan said, if two witnesses say a man died and another two said that he did not, his wife may not remarry, but if she did, she doesn't have to get divorced. Two witnesses say a woman was divorced and another two say she was not divorced, she may not remarry, and if she did get married, she does have to divorce. What's the difference between the two cases? In the first case, she doesn't have to get divorced, and the second case, Rabbi Yechon says she does. So Abaya said, the cases are where there's one witness against one witness. Regarding testimony that a husband has died, the Torah says that a single witness is believed like two. And therefore, the one who says that he did not die is considered only to be a single witness, and it's as if he's being opposed by two witnesses as that he did die. And therefore, she doesn't have to get divorced if she got married. Regarding testimony and divorce, we can't believe the one who says she gets divorced because he's trying to change the chazaka that she's an eishes ish, and that can't be done with less than two witnesses. Rava gives a different answer. Rava said the cases are where there are two witnesses against two witnesses. Rabbi Yechon holds like the Rabbanan regarding the case of death, and she doesn't have to get divorced, and he holds like Rabbi Nachman Bar Yosi regarding the case of divorce, and he says that she would have to get divorced if she got remarried. The reason is, if the husband were to return, the woman would not be able to contradict him and say, "Oh, you're not that, you're dead," because obviously he's here, so obviously he's not dead. So because of that, we feel that she must have checked into this matter very, very thoroughly to make sure that he's talking dead before she gets remarried, and that's why she doesn't have to get divorced. Based on the other witnesses. But in the case of divorce, she could contradict him, meaning because she could say, he could say, "I didn't divorce you," and she says, "Yes, you did." And because she has that ability to contradict him, there's less of a certainty that she made sure that she was talking divorce before remarrying. And therefore, we have to be chayish for the other two eidim who come and say that she was not divorced. Normally we say that a woman would not have the chutzpah to say to her husband, "You divorced me," if he didn't. But over here, we would say that she would have the chutzpah because she's backed by witnesses who say that she was divorced, and therefore she would have the chutzpah to go ahead and say that. A third answer, Ravasi. Ravasi said the cases where the witnesses claim the husband died today or that she was divorced today. In the case of death, we can't ascertain the truth because the body was drowned or burned. And therefore, if she got remarried, she doesn't have to get divorced. However, in the case of divorce, we tell her, "One second, if you get divorced today, show us the get." And since she can't show us the get document, so we say you have to go ahead and divorce the second husband because you should have a way to prove your case more, and you don't. So, there's an issue over here, and therefore we go ahead and we say she has to get divorced.